So let's go to another court case now in KwaZulu-Natal. The 47 million rand corruption and racketeering case against the controversial Durban businessman Thoshan Pandey and the former KZN Police Commissioner Mamonye Ngubeni resuming at the Durban High Court today. The case against the pair, their seven co-accused, was postponed in August due to a request for information relating to the case from the accused. We know also that Pandey's various family members have also been charged in connection with this. The accused were arrested last year by the NPA's investigating directorate. And all of this is to do with dodgy tenders that were allegedly awarded around the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Cindy Siwe Saboka is the investigating directorate spokesperson joining us now. Cindy Siwe, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What happened in court this morning?
Thank you so much for having us. Today the matter was postponed to the 4th of May 2022. On the 29th of March 2022, the state is required to provide further particulars. The warrant of arrest for one of the accused nine in the matter, has also been cancelled. But I think what is more notable is that the court decided to not hear the application by Mr. Thoshan Pandey requesting the relaxation of his bail conditions. It's going to be heard at a separate date by a separate judge when that time comes. But he must also place it on record that as the investigating directorate, we plan on bringing a counter application for his bail to be cancelled.
Okay, so the matter then postponed. Is there an indication of when this matter is going to go to trial?
We're hoping, as it's going to be postponed now to May next year, it's set down for pre-trial. So we're hoping that at least sometime next year that the matter will eventually be heard on trial.
Okay. So all of this, of course, are pre-trial matters then that you're dealing with as well, although that's going to happen in May. Are you prepared as the investigating directorate at the NPA to proceed with the trial?
Yes, we are prepared. However, we did make it quite clear that there's still additional documentation that they require. We are doing our best in order to provide those documentation. However, we do want this matter to eventually be properly ventilated so that we can argue our case so that justice can not only be done but seem to be done.
Cindy Siwe, thank you very much for that. Cindy Siwe Saboka, the investigating directorate spokesperson. So an update on that case then. This has been going on for several years now, the Thoshan Pandey matter. And of course, the former KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner, Mamonye Ngubeni, that matter back in court today. All of that, of course, is to do with these dodgy tenders to provide local accommodation for the police in the lead up to the 2010 FIFA World Cup tournament. That was 11 years ago now. So another delay there.